Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building a Think System Approach Reese Patch Shape in Ableton Live 12, made for jungle and old school D&B vibes. And when I say system approach, I mean this is not just a synth sound. We're designing a bass roll, a proper one, something that can hold the low end, carry attitude in the mids, move with the phrase, and still leave space for the drums to hit hard. That matters a lot in D&B, because a Reese that sounds huge in solo can completely fall apart in a full drop. You want the bass to be rude, but disciplined, wide in the mids, stable in the lows, and ready to work with the break instead of fighting it. So let's build it like a system. Start with an instrument rack on a MIDI track, then split it into two chains. One chain for the low foundation, one chain for the animated mid Reese. This split is the whole idea. The low chain stays mono safe and stable. The mid chain gives us the detune, movement, grit, and width. Why this works in D&B is simple. The club wants the low end to be predictable. The Reese energy can move above that. If you try to make one layer do everything, you usually end up compromising either the sub weight or the stereo character. Split it early, and you can control both. On the low chain, load operator. Keep it simple. A saw or saw-like waveform is a good starting point. Tune it to the key of the tune and hold a note around the root or fifth. This layer is not supposed to sound exciting. It's supposed to sound solid. Shape it with a low-pass filter around 90 to 140 Hz. Keep the envelope short to medium if you want a bit of push. Adjust a little saturation, maybe 1 to 3 dB, and keep it centered or fully mono with utility. What to listen for here is boring in the best way. The note should feel anchored. It should not buzz around. It should not smear. If you solo it and it sounds too rich, trim more top away before adding extra drive. In this style, the low layer is your trust anchor. Now move to the mid-chain. This is where the Reese personality lives. Load another operator or wave-eatable and use two oscillators with saw-like or rich waveforms. Detune them slightly against each other. Keep the detune modest at first. Something in the range of 5 to 20 cents. Is usually enough to get the movement started without turning the patch into a blur. Set the filter cutoff somewhere around 200 to 800 Hz to begin with, and use a little resonance if you want the motion to sharpen. Then add slow modulation. An LFO or envelope moving the filter cutoff can give that classic rotating, breathing feel. Try rates like half note, one bar or two bars. Keep it musical, not wobbly. What to listen for is that the sound should feel like it's turning or inhaling and exhaling. If it gets seasick, the detune is too wide or the modulation is too fast. The old school feel comes from imperfect motion, not from crazy movement. That's the sweet spot. At this point, choose your direction. Do you want a dirtier mono roar or a wider stereo menace? If you go dirtier and more centered, keep the mid layer mostly mono, hit it with saturator or overdrive, and let the density come from harmonic grit. That's a great choice for rollers, darker tunes, and busy break-driven arrangements. If you want more width, keep the lows mono and let only the mid band open up. That can sound massive, but you have to be disciplined. In D&B, width that only exists in the highs can sound impressive in solo and weak in the room. So whatever you choose, the core has to survive in mono. Next, add saturation on the mid chain. Keep it moderate. About 2 to 6 dB of drive is plenty to start. Use soft clip if you want extra density, and always compensate output level so you're not fooled by loudness. What to listen for here is grain and urgency. The note should feel more alive, but still clearly like the same note when you move up and down the MIDI. If the low mids start to cloud up around 200 to 400 Hz, back off the drive or clean that area with EQ8. Now shape the movement with filtering and automation. Use auto filter on the mid chain if possible, so you don't starve the low anchor. That's important. Filtering the whole patch too aggressively can take the weight away from the bass. Filtering just the mid layer keeps the foundation stable. Try automating the cutoff in 4-bar or 8-bar phrases. Open it a little on the last half of a phrase so the bass steps forward into the snare, then close it again at the top of the next phrase. That little tension and release move is golden jungle. You can go smooth or choppy here. Smooth automation works beautifully for rollers and deeper old-school tension. Stepped. Chopped automation can make the bass feel more aggressive and edited. Both are valid. Pick the one that fits the tune. Now, before you overfinish anything, bring in the drums. This part is essential. A Reese in jungle only makes sense in context. The break changes everything. The bass has to support the groove, not flatten it. Check it against a kick and snare pattern, a chopped break, and if needed, a simple sub underneath. What to listen for is very specific. Does the snare still crack through? Does the bass leave enough room for the drum swing and ghost notes? If the answer is no, reduce the Reese energy around 180 to 250 Hz, or shorten the amp envelope a bit. If it's fighting the break rhythmically, simplify the MIDI. That's a big one. Don't write too many bass notes. Old school jungle often hits harder when the bass is restrained. Long notes, intentional pickups, short turnarounds. Let the drums do the busy work. A really solid two bar phrase could be something like this. A held note in bar 1, a held note with a short pickup before the snare in bar 2, then maybe a small variation or turnaround into the loop point. The goal is to make the bass feel like it's phrasing with the drums, not talking over them. And here's a useful extra checkpoint. Compare the patch at two volumes. First at a quiet monitoring level, then at normal level with drums. If it only feels exciting when it's loud, it's probably overdone in the wrong band. Strong DNB patches often feel almost restrained on their own, then suddenly lock into place once the break comes back in. That's a good sign. If the patch is working, commit it. Print or freeze it to audio. Seriously, in DNB, resampling is often the difference between endlessly tweaking a sound and actually finishing the tune. Once the movement is right, bounce the mid-chain or the full rack and keep moving. That gives you a few huge benefits. You can chop the tails, reverse little bits into transitions, pitch a short print up an octave for tension, or build a filtered intro version without reopening the synth every time. That's proper workflow. Clean, fast, musical. Now let's talk mix discipline. Check mono early, especially on the low chain. If the bass loses all of its attitude in mono, the width is doing too much of the musical job. Keep everything under about 120 Hz centered. Use EQ8 if the Reese starts biting too hard around 2 to 5 kHz. And remember, the sub should stay trustworthy. The digression belongs in the mids. A good final shape is simple. Low chain. Mono, clean. Stable. Mid chain. Animated, saturated, maybe slightly widened. Overall output. Controlled enough that the drums still hit first. And here's a mindset tip that really matters. Don't treat the Reese like a sound. Treat it like a bass roll. Ask yourself every time you tweak, did I improve the roll, or did I only make the solo tone cooler? That question keeps your decisions honest. For darker and heavier DNB, a few extra moves can push it further. Use subtle pitch drift instead of constant wobble. Emphasize the gap before the snare. Print a clean version, a dirtier version, and a filtered version so you can swap states in the arrangement. Let the break own the top end. If the bass is stealing brightness from the drums, darken the bass instead of trying to brighten the whole mix. And if the bass feels too polite, distort the mids, not the sub. That's where the danger lies. That's where the character cuts through the speakers without wrecking the foundation. You can even turn the Reese into a mini system of related sounds. Resample a few bars, slice the tails, reverse one into a transition, or layer a filtered print underneath the main line for a breakdown version. Suddenly one patch becomes a whole arrangement tool. So let's wrap it up. You've built a Reese system the right way, a stable mono low layer, an animated mid layer, controlled detune, deliberate saturation, phrase-based filtering, and real drum context. That's the difference between a sound design exercise and a bass line that belongs in a jungle or old-school DNB track. Remember the core idea. Keep the low end boring in the best way. Let the mids carry the grit and motion. Test it against the break early. Use automation, note length, and resampling to make it musical. And when it already works, stop polishing and start arranging. Now I want you to take the mini exercise. Build the two-layer system, write the two-bar phrase, bounce a loop with drums, then make one filtered version for an intro or breakdown. If you want the stronger challenge, make the dry, dirty, and filtered versions and arrange them into a mini drop. Do that, and you won't just have a Reese patch, you'll have a Reedle DNB bass system. Nice work. Go make it rude.